The involvement of young people in charity work is critical, so says Communications Director with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross Society, Kathy Badnock. Badnock says, in light of this, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross has installed a new executive to their youth commission to empower youths across the country. In respect of their 2025 plans, Badnock says that wherever there is a need, the SVG Red Cross will respond in whatever capacity they are able to.
We are ensuring that we build and empower our youth to lead with purpose, integrity, creativity. So we have installed a new executive of our youth commission with the hope that we are going to mold them into taking up the mantle of providing help in their communities, wherever in St. Vincent and the Grenadines they are. We also recently completed enhanced vulnerability and capacity assessment in 7 different communities across St. Vincent, from Edinburgh to Buchanan. We intend to continue with our task voucher assistance program that we started late last year for persons who are affected by Hurricane Barry, and we intend to do some more food relief packages for persons in various communities who are in need, and that should be upcoming in the next week or two.
Badnock says, as a community-based non-government organization, the Red Cross operates through volunteers and donations. She urges persons to volunteer their time and service to support the mission.
We provide different services, but on a voluntary basis, meaning we basically survive on the goodwill of persons around the world to ensure that we can enact our mandate. That said, whoever, whenever, if you are able, we are always willing to welcome you, volunteer in whatever capacity that you can. Accountability is very important for us. We like to be able to tell you who it went to, how many persons it went to, and why we decided to spend it in that manner. Whoever, come. You want to donate? Come. You want to volunteer? We welcome you. That is why we are here.
Badnock says in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Red Cross has been a lifeline for vulnerable populations, providing essential services such as disaster relief, medical aid, and community development programs. She reiterates the call to support the Red Cross.
At the end of the day, our volunteers at the SVG Red Cross, we intend to be the point of reference for the invisible in disaster preparedness, disaster response, and recovery. We are with St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We are in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Although we are an international organization, we together are our first aid in St. Vincent. So support the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross, be it with your time, be it with your money, be it with whatever you have. We welcome you.
Communications Director at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross Society, Kathy Badnock. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.